You're listening to Sky Women's Health Podcast, your evidence-based resource for women's health and wellness, exploring the holistic principles of osteopathy, integrating mind, body, and spirit, designed to empower you as your own healthcare advocate and help you live your best life. I'm your host, board-certified OBGYN, Dr. Carolyn Moyers. Hey, hey, Sky community. Welcome back. Today we are discussing an important topic, menopausal hormone therapy beyond the age of 65. Because so often I'm asked, do I need to continue my hormone therapy? How long am I going to have to take this? Is this safe for me to continue to take? Or have a provider sending me a patient because, hey, they're 65, they probably need to come off their hormone therapy. Can you discuss what they can do now? So very important for us to discuss. Before we get into that though, if you haven't checked out Fort Worth Magazine, either on the web or in your grocer's counter, Fort Worth Magazine, because it's the Top Docs edition, and I am so honored to be selected as a Fort Worth Top Doc by my colleagues this year. It is time. Sky Women's Health is doing such important work for perimenopause, menopause, sexual health, pelvic pain in our community, and I am just beyond honored. All right, into the episode. So remember in 2002, the Women's Health Initiative reported that menopause estrogen plus progestin therapy caused breast cancer, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of heart disease, and reduced risk of fracture. And the press went wild. These negative outcomes were presented in such a dramatic way that it is forever implanted in the public's mind. Everyone is fearful of hormone therapy. Doctors and patients for the last two decades have been misinformed about hormone therapy, misinformed about how to treat menopausal symptoms, and we have women who are absolutely suffering. Even though these negative results have been walked back, they've gotten very little press attention, and it's done very little to alleviate these fears. So when we think about the Women's Health Initiative, remember that the average age of a woman in the study was 63, and that's not the typical patient that we are starting on hormone replacement therapy. Now, it only studied one dose, one route, one formulation of estrogen and progestin, and a synthetic progesterone. So really important for us to kind of take those things into account when considering the Women's Health Initiative. Now, why does this particular new original study matter so much? Because the menopausal vasomotor symptoms can last for 7 to 12 years and can persist in 42% of women between the ages of 60 and 65. And what's going on beyond that, right? So it's not a few amount of individuals who are really suffering, and it's not unfathomable to think that beyond the age of 65, that vasomotor symptoms could still persist. Now, in 2022, the Menopause Society came out with a position statement that agreed that there's no general rule for stopping hormone therapy in women beyond the age of 65. For healthy women with persistent vasomotor symptoms, continuing hormone therapy beyond that age is reasonable with appropriate counseling and looking at their risk and benefit. So this is an annual discussion that should be happening between you and your doctor. Now, risks are definitely less with low dose, non-oral, and different estrogen and progestin becomes increasingly important as women age. So a conversation that needs to be nuanced with a menopausal hormone provider. Okay, so now we've talked about why it matters. Let's talk about what the actual study was and what it shows us. So they looked at prescription drug and encounter records for 10 million senior Medicare women between the ages of 2007 and 2020. Okay. And then looked at long-term effects. What were the effects on menopausal hormone therapy on all-cause mortality, cancers, cardiovascular disease, and dementia? And what it showed us was that compared with those who never used or those who discontinued menopausal hormone therapy after age 65, the use of estrogen alone beyond the age of 65 was associated with a significant risk reduction in mortality by 19%, breast cancer 16%, lung cancer 13%, colorectal cancer 12%, congestive heart failure 5%, a blood clot 3%, atrial fibrillation 4%, and a heart attack 11%, and dementia 2%. Now, for those who used estrogen and progestin combo therapy, so that's both estrogen plus progestin, which is our synthetic, and estrogen plus progesterone, which is our bioidentical, there was associated increased risk of breast cancer by 10 to 19%. Now, this is similar to what was found in the Women's Health Initiative. Now, interesting, this increased risk was not seen in those who used low-dose vaginal and transdermal estrogen plus progestin. In those who used progesterone or bioidentical progesterone alone, there was actually a 10% reduction in breast cancer. But progestin or synthetic increased the risk by 1%. So to bring that back in, estrogen alone, we have a significant reduction in these items. And estrogen plus progestin, we see an increased risk in breast cancer, but that is significantly less when we're using a transdermal route or a vaginal route and we're using progesterone, bioidentical progesterone, not our synthetic progestin. This study matters because for decades, menopausal hormone therapy after the age of 65 was considered a big no-no. But there's just growing body of evidence suggesting that vasomotor symptoms do persist in older women and hormone therapy can benefit them. And so look at this data. The significance of this study is that it's sample size. It's 10 million women. And it's looking at actual field prescriptions and a variety of doses and routes. And so it's giving us a wide range of information for the effects, you know, looking at a large population study and looking at multiple dose types, which is much more consistent with what is actually happening in the menopausal world, because hormone therapy has to be unique, tailored to your needs. What do you tolerate? What works better for your lifestyle? So the good news is that you do not have to suffer in pain, that we have good evidence to support the use of your hormone therapy, and that we do not need to fear. Until next week, be well. Thank you for joining me on Sky Women's Health Podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest content. This episode is proudly sponsored by Sky Women's Health, your go-to destination for midlife gynecology in DFW, specializing in perimenopause, menopause care, sexual medicine, and a unique thing we offer is osteopathic manipulative treatment for pregnant and postpartum patients. While we are nobody's primary OB, we collaborate with your OB to provide you comfort through your pregnancy. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Until next time, be well.